Hello, welcome to the Oswald Gamer. I'm your host, Rob. Welcome to Stream Street, day 139. It's a lovely Monday morning, afternoon lunch, and I'm joined by the wonderful, the famous Adam Mumford. How are you, Adam? You well?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. You all right?
I'm great. I am really great. You look like you have just listened to all of Fall Out Boy's discography and are ready to rock.
Beartooth, actually.
Oh, nice. I love Beartooth. They're great.
Right?
Yeah, they're really good. They are. They genuinely are good.
This is a really expensive shirt because I had to get it from America.
They toured here like last year, I think.
Yeah, I know, but it was a limited edition run and I felt like I had to buy it.
Okay, all right, well, good. You should listen to that band, everyone. It looks like he's cosplaying Rob.
It's because I am. I was there like, oh, hey, guys. I am now mini Rob.
No, you're not. You're not.
I'm a vegan as well now.
Anyway, before we get on to it, I don't want any more names today. I don't want to catch any more like random generalizations of me, so we'll skip. So hello everyone, welcome to the show. I hope your Mondays are going well. Gitly, sorry again, Colonel Cabbage, War Machine, Ange, just Nikos, thanks for joining us live. I also would like to shout out everyone who listens to the podcast. Please stay hydrated. And I would like to shout out everyone on Patreon. Couldn't do it without you. You guys are wonderful. So today we're going to be talking to Adam about spam lists in Age of Sigmar. It will be the basis. But Adam also manages and runs a wargaming shop, so I thought that would be cool to ask you about. I'd like to update you with my morning, though, if you don't mind. It was a pretty exciting morning. Me and Nathan, I met Nathan at the crack of dawn, so 8 a.m. this morning. And we went to the Honest Wargamer HQ, or the T-Sports Network Stadium, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, that's right. I got a tape measure and a pencil. We carried in a set of ladders. And in true builder fashion, we have so far done nothing. But we have planned to do lots of things. So that was that's been a really fun experience. So we were drawing out the layout for the tables, which is quite complicated to do because of so I thought you guys could hear about this every day as we get on with it, FYI. We've got the tables to sort because obviously we've got to prep where the tables are going to be before we've put the cameras down, or where the cameras are going to be before we put the tables down. That's important. And then we might be putting up screens so it looks nice. Where are we going to, like, there's loads of stuff. There's a bar that needs knocking in, so I can't wait to do some graft. But I reckon that'll probably take 15 minutes. But I think it might take 8 hours.
As long as there's a bar, that's the most important thing.
No, I'm breaking the bar. I'm
wait,
smashing
what?
The bar. Yeah, I'm breaking the bar down.
I'm not sure I want to come anymore.
Yeah, I can understand that.
As long as there's the statues, it's all right.
Yeah. Orthoba Studio, thanks for raiding us. Orthoba Studio, thanks for raiding us with 22 folks. So the Theatre of Dreams is slowly being built. I'll upload pictures, but it also means I'll know where Nathan Prescott is all week, which is quite important because he gets lost. Yeah, it's fair. Adam, you run a wargaming shop, right?
Yes. Yeah, it's a little shop in Plymouth called Dark Star Gaming. We've been open for about 3-4 weeks now, doing a bit of social distance gaming. And I ran a 40k tournament yesterday. I had no idea what was going on because I don't actually play 40k. But I ran a tournament anyway, and it was good fun. Yeah.
Well, some interesting, some little interesting sidestep. There was an Age of Sigmar. No, there was a 40k tournament one day yesterday or the day before, which two Age of Sigmar players, well-known players, JP Gannis and Gary, attended, and they got first and second place. And they said that they found that playing just a bit objective-based Warhammer for the past 3 years, playing Age of Sigmar, helped them in the now objective-based 40k.
That's why I've started building some custodes.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, other people. Yeah, they are good. Other people though have said that all that advanced knowledge and experience was more of a disadvantage. So it's kind of like, it swings and roundabouts.
See, I'm going to go into it playing objective games and I'm not going to know how to claim objectives because I've played it for too long.
You almost have forgotten how to do it.
Yeah. And it's going to be a little bit different, but I'll know exactly what I'm doing, but not know how to play.
Well, I want to ask you more about the venue in a minute. Just got some questions in the chat. Stufflin, will this place be 100% T-Sports gaming all week? I presumed you'd not rent it for the weekend. You rent it for a month. It's going to be 100% full-time, Stufflin, so we can install everything. So the idea with the venue is that, like, we looked at different options, but the volume of time it takes to put in all the equipment, set it up, and then break it down and everything, it takes longer to go through that process and is just as expensive to rent a place. So now we're just renting a place full time, and it also means that we might be able to do like things like battle reports and other stuff through the week, because we'll have all the space available and the tables available, so which is quite an exciting future for us. But I couldn't have done it without
sounds
everyone.
it is
exciting, but it couldn't have done it without everyone else like supporting the Honest Wargamer for all this time. So you guys are great. So distance wargaming and setting that up, how have you found managing that? Has everyone been all right?
It's difficult, I have to say, because nerds are the worst. But because obviously in certain areas it's a 1 meter social distance now. A 6x4 table, if you're at both ends, is over a meter. So you can just sort of war game as long as obviously the other tables are away from that table. So you can have a couple of tables around. We've got a couple of tables around the shop, which are all distanced from each other. We ask people to wear masks, but because we also serve food and drink, that's kind of difficult because you can't drink through a mask or eat through your mask.
I've tried.
Yeah, it doesn't really work. So I put up a picture yesterday on Twitter and someone asked, why are the masks? And if you're wondering, that's the reason, because a lot of the guys were eating, drinking, and I was just like, if you're eating and drinking, don't wear your mask, because you know, or else just the food's gonna go everywhere and I'm gonna have to clean it up, and yeah, it's just not the one really. So because they'd just be like shoving it like this into their face.
just mashing food into their face, come on, like, yeah. If we can all just take a moment, like, also big love to everyone who's in lockdown, because I know some parts of Australia have gone back into lockdown, Germany as well. So wherever you might be, or Manchester, as an example, I know that, like, in the UK, it's a bit weird at the minute where I'm allowed to not go to a friend's house, but I can go to a pub and meet those same people at the pub without a mask because I'm drinking, but I can't go to a shop and buy a drink that's in a closed bottle, but I have to wear it. It doesn't make any sense, like, but I want you all to be safe. I want you all to be well. I don't really have any advice at this stage.
Well, luckily down here we're doing quite well, but that's because we're not really near anywhere important, because you know, down south we're basically just all living in our farms and no one goes near anyone, so we're doing quite well down here. So the gaming aspect is allowed to open up a little bit, I suppose, but shh, if anyone's got a problem with it, go away. Yeah. I need to make money somehow, so you know.
We will hopefully be moving the Honest Wargamer Studio to the new venue to answer that question. And then also, yeah, we will eventually be let's get the venue set up for the Super Series first, but then the options obviously are phenomenal. Like, we could have people, we could have like showcase tournaments, we could have little one dayers, like there's all sorts of really like fun options which I can't wait to do going forward, but me and Nathan have to build it first. And big shout out to the Big Goldfish as well, because he has offered to build our tables for us, which is amazing. And I've already sent him 3 different designs. He says this is what he's used to from clients and he thinks I'm a prick, so I was like, I appreciate that.
That's fair.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I was like, that seems fair. So everyone's been socially distanced. That's fine. Has it been as busy as before, or has it been?
It's been super quiet, if I'm honest. We get like a couple of guys coming in to play Warhammer, but a lot of the D&D groups that we used to have can't come in because they're too close together. There's too many of them. We can only have X amount of people in the shop. But we're getting back to, you know, wargaming as normal-ish. I'm running an Age of Sigmar tournament in a few weeks' time down there.
Exciting. In real life.
Yeah, real life. It's on the 22nd of August.
Are you using realms, or are you not using realms?
No.
Well, and what's the decision behind that?
Because I can't be asked to choose a realm. If I'm honest, Because if I choose the wrong realm, someone's going to go, oh, why'd you choose this realm? And then I'll be like, oh, well, fuck you. So, you know, yeah, no, no realms. I'm not debating whether I'm even going to use terrain rules, to be honest. Because that's just another level of fuckery that I can't be asked with. Because if one person gets...
You're not going to use terrain rules?
No, probably not, because they're stupid. Because someone's going to get commanding, the other one's going to get entangling, and then everyone's going to be like, oh, well, I only lost because he had commanding and I had entangling in my terrain. So, you know, they can shut up and just get on with it.
That actually, that would be pretty tense, right? I don't know. Straight back Warhammer kind of makes sense to me. I've always liked the terrain rules. I think it's good, but there are an additional 6 now, so that's more than we've
More just forget. Then I move into entangling, and then they'd forgotten the whole game. And then as soon as I get affected by it, it's like, oh, that's entangling there. And I'm like, oh, fuck you. And then it always brings feel bad moments. Then I cry, and then I go and buy more beer. And it's all just a never ending story of crying and drinking.
Follow up questions. Are you planning to let the players use the war scrolls and even allegiance abilities, or is it just rolling dice and throwing them at each other?
No, you're not allowed to actually use dice either.
Just an app.
You basically just have to turn up, bow to your opponent because you can't shake hands. And that's it. Because the new one, because we can't shake hands at the moment,
yeah.
If anyone's interested, this is how we do it in my shop.
Oh, you do a bit of a bow.
Yeah, man.
No,
that's the new way.
I'm into that. In the background yesterday when I was doing some work, I had The Last Samurai on, and I'm all about a cheeky bow. Like,
right.
Yeah, I think that's way cooler.
And you've
got to
do it real dramatic as well. So it's got to be like a proper, like...
Oh, you know, all the way.
Decent. Yeah, man.
Yeah, but also don't forget Bruce Lee. Always keep your eyes on your enemy, opponent. Always. Yeah, bow, but
throw a
eyes...
dice up first and then bow.
Yeah. Big shout out to Chris for subscribing. Thank you for 31 months. Dave Fraser, rather than it be feel bad, you could suggest people play better.
I could, but it's usually me that makes it that's a feel bad, and I don't want to get any better. So,
okay, good. Just an app, but that app is Facebook. Okay, so you're running the AC Sigmar event. You ran the 40k event, and everything seems to be fine there. Nothing interesting. Like nothing's popped up. That's kind of. Does it feel fairly similar, the same, or just a bit weird and awkward?
The weirdest one is having to make the... Because we bought loads of new 6x4 mats during lockdown.
Oh, lads.
That was a real good moment when we found out that they'd shortened the size of the tables.
And also they listen, right now, clip it. I'm going to clip it right now and put a marker on it. £100... I bet thee, Adam, that it's going to happen in the next version of Age of Sigmar as well.
Yeah, 100%. Easy. I've already said it to loads of people. I've already got the scissors and I'm ready to cut up all my mats. And I won't lie, I'm real pissed because we've just spent like 300 quid on mats for them to turn around and go, oh, by the way, you don't want those mats anymore? So that was fun.
That sucks. But did you buy them cheap off Frontline Gaming?
No, we bought really expensive ones from GameMat EU.
All right, okay. Big shout out to Pablo and all my guys over at Frontline Gaming. Love you tons. They just luckily happened to design some new mats right at the start of this edition of 40K and sell off all of their old mats at the LVO in a what can only be described as disadvantageous level.
How
of...
could they? They would never... I can't. It's more the fact that I've now got to run around with tape and tape up all my mats before a tournament, whereas usually I'd walk up, just throw some terrain out and go right play. Now I've actually got to like measure and TOing is just more of a ball ache than it's ever been.
So today's show, I'm going to try and less. I heard myself yesterday on a show and I was like, God, I'm awful. Today's show...
I'm trying to swear less because the last time I heard myself on this, might be.
Proud of you. Proud of you. We're doing it together. I think I instead of swear. Anyway, today, Adam is going to talk to us about Spamless because he attended a TTS event this weekend, which was with a very cool list, which we did discuss yesterday on the show, but you're going to give us more an indication as to why you took that list and also maybe some other lists that you talk about. If you guys don't know what we mean by spam, Effectively, what you can do in Age of Sigmar and in also, well, not actually in 40k as well, because there's limits on how many of a unit. In 40k, you can only take three of a unit. Kind of. Like, you kind of could do it. But, yeah, troops. Troops, that doesn't apply to.
Literally my entire army.
Yes, the. So, spam would be where you take the same thing a lot of times in a list. So probably the most famous one at this stage, obviously, is eels. Just multiple sets of eels. Eels, eels, eels. Yeah, Adam's got it tattooed on his arm is how much he's into that. So that's the idea of what a spam list is as opposed to like a mixed arms list. And do you intentionally build spam lists, Adam? Like, is there some sort of like strategy behind it, or do you just enjoy it?
Well, I bought eels because they were good. And I wanted to start winning. Because I used to play Nurgle and I lost a lot, so I bought eels and it made me feel better. And then I played eels for 2 years, and that's literally all I've played until I got onto TTS. And then it was like, hey, I know what I can do. I can just spam other things. So I basically just find something that's funny or cost efficient and go copy, 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 and then that's the list.
Good.
It's easy.
Good.
It's easy. It's the easiest way to list make. You don't have to think about it. You just press the copy button and you win.
Good. All right. So, I mean, guys in the chat, Gold Bear and Colonel Cabbage and Crazy Horse. Lovely to see you, Anthony. Hope you're well. Skinks for days. You can also spam skinks quite a lot, and they're quite scary. Obviously, one of the spam lists that we saw on the TTS events was all the salamanders obeyed one Tam taking. I think he took 18 salamanders or something
mental.
Like that. It was wild. But as someone who's painted up 12, that seems fine. I'm just going to say that right now. So what list did you run at the weekend?
So I got my cock out and I ran some cockatrices all over the board. So I basically took a Beast of Chaos list in the All Herd Great Fray. And I had Bellicor, a Beast Lord, 3x10 Ungol Raiders. Oh, sorry, not Raiders, just Ungol, because the Ungol Raiders are more expensive. And then 13 Cockatrices and 2 Jabberslives. So that was the list. And I genuinely thought I was not going to win a single game, because the Cockatrice War Scroll is awful and you should not run it. But apparently it's amazing. So you basically it relies on you rolling well, and if you don't roll well, you lose. That's genuinely the tactic of roll 4 pluses and win. Don't roll 4 pluses, you lose.
Well, I want to hear how they performed in a moment. Tomb King Tristan in the chat says that his hot take is that spam lists are lazy, boring list design, and they never look good on the table. Darren. Tristan, I think he's on your side in that situation.
I 100% agree. I'm going to do it anyway because I'm lazy and I don't care if anything looks good.
Easy. So how many? What was the Jabberslides' role in the list?
I don't know. They just look cool. No, the Jabberslides, they're not tanky. That's a lie. Honestly, I just sort of... They've got an ability where at the start of your hero phase, if you're within 6 inches of an enemy, you roll a dice, and on a 6, that unit can't do anything to your next hero phase.
Yeah.
So because I've got Bellicor as well, you basically can shut down a unit and then hope you shut down even more units. So in a sense, you can just shut down loads of stuff over the entire game. It worked out that it didn't happen a single time over the tournament.
Oh.
Because I can't roll 6s. I rolled the dice 15 times over the tournament and rolled 0 6s for it. So that was fun.
How does it shut you down? What's the actual ability?
So it basically it's I'll just get up a second. It is Jabberslide. So start of your hero phase, roll a dice for each enemy unit that is within 6 inches of any friendly Jabberslide. On a 6, that unit cannot attempt to cast or unbind spells, move, or attack until the start of your next hero phase.
Yep.
So if you get that 6, it can actually be massively game-changing. obviously it is a six, but if you do roll it, let's say on a unit of 20 Hearthguard Berserkers, then they're stuck for it's potentially two turns. Because if you do it in your turn, then they it's their turn next, and then you win priority, you can give them the turn. So that unit's shut down for two turns.
Which is amazing.
Three turns,
yeah,
which
that's
is
really
ridiculous.
Good. But you do have to roll a six.
Yeah, so can you see the point of you've got to roll well to win? the Jab Swives as well, when they get allocated more, or when they allocated a wound on a 4+, they bounce the wound back as a mortal wound.
Okay, do they still take the wound?
Yeah, they still take the wounds. You usually just send them in to die and then roll 10 dice and hope you get roll lots of fours. And that was basically the plan.
So you could do like 5 mortal wounds even in death.
Yeah, which is quite all right. They're also on quite a big base, so and they move 12 with fly. So they can just sort of block bits of the board up, which is how I think I managed to win most of my games.
Was okay, just what, blocking. Just run the Jabba Slithers up.
Well, everything, because the Cockatrice is on a relatively big base. The Jabba Slithers are on a big base. So you can just sort of funnel people because they can't obviously go within 3 of you. So you can just make all these like choke points where they have to go, and you can block off objectives. You can block off other things. And when you've got 15 monsters, basically, just running around blocking off areas of the board, it was quite fun.
Yeah, so it's 90 points for a Jabba Slithers, right? And they are 10...
Jabba Slithers are 160.
Oh, Jabba Slithers, sorry. No, a Cockatrice is 90
points.
Yeah,
Cockatrices are 90 points for a Cockatrice.
And how many wounds are they?
8 wounds.
With a 6-up save or something. With
a 6-up save.
Six-up save.
They just die to a stiff freeze, as I found out over the weekend.
Take us through your games. How did they go?
So I was going into the day thinking, I'm just taking this for a bit of a meme. I'm going to lose all 3 games. And then first game, I got drawn up against Seraphon. And I went, oh, excellent. Here we go again. Right, boys, let's go. And it was against James Beedon and his Saurus Knights list. So we had 15 knights, 2 carnosaurs, 30 Saurus warriors and a slan and some skink heroes, obviously, because they're just ridiculous. I was expecting to just get massively pummeled by it. And then I took my turn, did basically nothing with it. We were playing Forcing the Hand, so one of the new missions.
Yep.
I took my turn, moved forward a little bit. Then he ran forward, charged me, and I was like, oh, this is going to hurt. He killed all my screens and killed one or two cockatrices. And then he got a double turn. I was like, oh, cool, this is game over. And then he rolled really badly. So I got a little bit lucky, and he only killed one more cockatrice. It was only 3 dead cockatrices. And then my turn two, I basically I had some summoning points. So obviously with the Beast of Chaos, you can get summoning points. And it's only 5 points to summon another cockatrice.
So not only did you start with 13, you started summoning more.
Oh, yeah. So the competitive thing to do is use these summoning points to summon 10 Ungols, just randomly everywhere. No, that is not what you should do. You should summon more cockatrices, which is exactly what I did. I summoned another one in my turn, brought it on, and sniped off his skink star priest, because on a 4+, you do D6 mortal wounds with them. So I rolled the 4, and then rolled a 6, and I was like, oh, you're dead now. Get the fuck out. And then my cockatrices went absolutely mental in this turn, and I rolled basically a 4+ on every single cockatrice, and each one of them did D6 mortal wounds.
So
and
you
I
did
killed
10
a carnosaur.
Mortal wounds.
I think it was 8 or 9. And
wow.
I was like, oh, okay. So this is how this is going to go. And I killed 12 knights and a carnosaur. Just in one. Just with
in the shooting phase.
Shooting laser beams out their eyes. So that was fun. And then I literally was just because they're so fast, you can just move them around the board, got all the objectives, and then pinned them in on one corner. And actually managed to win, which I was very confused about, and I have no idea how it happened. That was fun. And then game 2, I came up against Fire Slayers.
Not an easy win.
Oh, here we go. It's Fire Slayers. Oh, look. Guess what he had in his list. Have a guess.
I think there may have been several Hearthguard Berserkers.
You're right on spot there. He had 40 Hearthguard Berserkers. And I was like, great, cool. This is going to happen.
Great player, right, great list.
This is not the one. And somehow I managed to win that as well. With 13 Cockatrices in a Beast of Chaos list. And I beat Fire Slayers with 40 Hearthguard Berserkers because I had Bellicor. So I went, right, let's shut down one unit of Hearthguard Berserkers. Mm. And then he double turned me. So they were shut down for two turns, not just one. So he was stuck in his deployment zone. It was Scorched Earth, which is a difficult mission for Fire Slayers, to be fair.
Yeah.
There's 8 objectives, you know. And I just sort of moved forward and just kept cock blocking him. It's basically what I was doing. I basically cock blocked him from my objectives. Moved on to the objectives, burnt some, and somehow managed to win that, even though in one turn he killed 6 cockatrices with one unit of Hearthguard Berserkers.
Oh, wow. This is not the best list for jokes all day. We're not like, I'm just going to cock block you, stop touching my cock. Like,
the,
you've charged my cock.
The best joke was third game.
Yeah.
Because he had Geminids in his list.
Oh, Geminids, cock and balls!
So he cast his balls and just waved them all over my cocks. And I was there like, right, come on, man. Like, so we got his balls out. I had my cock out. And we were just, it was just a bad time, really.
Oh, my God. This needs to be the list named. Yeah, it's got to be, I agree, the cock block. So you beat the Hearthguards as well. Amazing. So third game, how did it end up? Hey, Bradley, hope you're well. What happened there?
Third game was bad times. This is what should have happened in the other two games. So I had to play Seb with his Nurgle list with something like 40 Blight Kings. And we were in the Blade's Edge. So the Blade's Edge is literally 6 objectives that are basically all in the middle. So all he had to do was with his Blight Kings go, I'm going to move forward. And then you've got to try and take me off. Now, I don't know anyone that can really do that. And my Cockatrice list definitely cannot.
They cannot. How many Blight Kings was it? 50?
40, I think.
Wow.
So he has
160 wounds.
It was just, I made a bit of a misplay where I took a turn I probably should have given away. But even if I didn't take it, it was still just bad times because he was killing 2-3 Cockatrices a turn with the Blight Kings. Because even when I charged them to try and tag units, the Cockatrices just dies with Stiff Breeze. So I couldn't tag either. So it was just a bad time, really. But I had fun because I was throwing cocks in his face. And he put his balls and we basically was both sat there like, oh, no, get off me.
The podcast guys, the noise is all for you there. That's would you be tempted to build the list yourself?
I said if I won all three games, I was actually going to buy it. So part of me is definitely glad that I didn't win because it's like a £400 list and it's pretty much all fine cast. And I think I would have just cried if I actually bought it. So, yeah, I'm so glad I didn't win that last game.
Would you advise anyone who had the money or the time to build that list and play it? Oh, why?
Mainly because it's all fine cast. And if you want to build all fine cast and hate yourself for life, then go for it. But then once it's built, it was actually real fun to play because you're literally just sat there trying to roll 4 pluses to see how many mortal wounds you can do. And you get that one turn every game where you're like, cockatrices just go mental. Your cocks just go off, you know, and they just explode everywhere. And yeah,
Do you not think you could even make it like a little bit like more refined, like just 10 cocks, for example, no jabber slides? You saved yourself loads of points for like chaff.
I've made a better list of this. I made a better version of this list, which was the original idea, which was 1 Beast Lord, 3 Ungors, or 3 times 10 Ungors, 19 cockatrices.
That is better. You're right. That's not worse. That's better. TT Chris just saying. Also, Chris, great seeing you. Hope you're well. Money shot turn. That's the turn. When you get the double indeed. Turn, it's the money shot turn. did he say he loves it when his clocks go off? No, his cocks. His cocks go off.
My clocks.
I mean, you could build cockatrices out of some like other models. Like, there's loads of like Warcry Warband models that are quite fun. Like the Mimrodons. You could pretend they're throwing spears instead of cockatrices or something. But if you say it's loads of fun to play, I think that's the element.
Draconda, it was pretty good fun, to be fair.
Yeah, Draconda makes a good point. With the exception of joke lists, it does feel like spam lists are the result of just bad internal balance. How would you feel about that?
No, because spam lists are... Yeah, because the spam lists... I've got a couple more lists that I think we're going to talk about in a little bit, like, quickly.
Yeah.
But both the other two lists are literally from two books which are quite well balanced in the book. But they've got one War Scroll that's relatively efficient for the points, where you can just spam it. But it's not good. I'm not saying these lists are good. They're not tournament winning. They're just hilarious.
Yeah, like 10 gyrocopters. It's just annoying.
There's only a couple of good spam lists, which are Eels, which that one is down to bad internal balance, because that book is atrocious.
I mean, you lost to a spam list, right? That's also badly internally balanced, which is Blight Kings.
Yes. Yeah. Because Blight Kings is another spam list. So I think it's a bit of an argument for both. But, you know, I think that's more points. I think the points at the moment are just fucked, because they've been lowering and lowering and lowering, that they've gotten to a point where things are either too cheap or they can't bring them down anymore because the War Scroll sucks. And if they bought it down anymore, then it would be spammable. Like Blight Kings, for example. And now they're 140. You can just spam them and win a game. So I think they almost need to do a factory reset with points and just start again. Because they've just been lowering them for 3-4 years now, to a point where they're all messed up. So.
Yes, I would agree with that. So what are the other spam lists that you've been working on?
So the one that I think I'm going to do for my next TTS tournament is called Rattling Doom.
Okay.
And it's a Skaven list. We start off with our leaders. So we've got a Warlock Bombardier, another Warlock Bombardier. Our battle line is 3x10 Skyra Acolytes. And then we've got 21 Rattling Guns.
21, right? What do rattling guns do? Tell me about it.
So the rattling guns, they've got 2d6 shots. 2d6 shots, hit on a 4, wound on a 4, minus 1, 1 damage. But you can use their ability, which is more warp led. And you can say that you're going to do it before you roll the 2d6 to determine your attacks. And you double their attack characteristic. But if you roll a double, they die.
Oh, so you don't roll 4d6, but you do roll 2d6.
No. Yeah, so you roll 2d6 and then double that result.
Amazing.
And if you roll a double, they just die. But you do the attacks first and then they die. So I've also got in the list the Burning Head and Soulscream Bridge. Mm-hmm. So you can basically put all your rattling guns in a little circle or something. Just cast Soulscream Bridge. Throw them forward. You can have a Burning Head go in as well to give them all reroll ones. You can then use your what are they called, the Warp Sparks, to give 3 of your rattling guns plus 1 damage.
Yes,
so you've now got 3 of them, which do 2d6 doubled, hitting on 4s, wounding on 4s, minus 1, 2 damage. There's a way, I can't remember what it was, but there's the command trait Overseer of Destruction, I think it is,
yep.
Which is basically you pick 3 rattling gun teams and they get reroll hits or something, if I remember right.
So 3 of them can be double the shots, double the damage, and also reroll into hit.
Yep.
Wow.
And it's only a 12-inch range, so it is real short range, but you sort of just you walk your Skyrakalikes forward, or you teleport them with your Soulscream Bridge, and then you just sit there and go, right, come at me. And then as soon as they're at you, you just unleash all hell with 21 rattling guns. So it's 21 2d6 shots doubled.
Times two.
Because you're always going to double it.
On average, it's 7 a shot, so 70, 147.
154, isn't it? So 147, yeah.
147 mental. Times two.
Yeah.
Because it's 147. It's 280 shots, but they'll kill.
So again, I'm not
saying
this is
good. It sounds really fun. It sounds really fun until someone does Techlist does his Technado and just like bombs it everywhere.
Nah, mate, he's dead. He's dead. There's too many rattling guns. But also, the other funny one is if you cast a Burning Head, obviously you get reroll ones. But if you get the double turn and then you take it, they can use the Burning Head to just kill all your Rattlings.
Because how many wounds do the Rattling Guns have?
3.
Oh, dear.
So they can literally use the Burning Head and just scorch all your Rattling Guns for D3 mortal wounds. And then you just laugh as all hell breaks loose. And yeah.
And also do the Rattling Guns, according to Draconda, they also, even though they blow themselves up, you still get the shots.
Yeah, yeah. So even if they blow themselves up, so if you roll a double six, for example, you get 24 shots and then they die. So you do your shots, kill whatever you want because they're amazing.
And what happens if you roll a double? They just die.
Yeah, they just die.
Oh,
so perfect. You could just kill your entire army in one turn.
I'm in. Yeah,
but it would be worth it.
I really like that. Skaven lists at the minute are like, because Mark ended up winning with his Skaven list, and as I talked about, that Doom Wheel with the Vial of the Fulminator is like the one. I love that. Skaven just keep dragging me towards them with these hilarious things.
Rattling guns. It's the new meta, mate.
Rattling guns all day. what's your other one? That's a good one. I like that. What's your next map list?
So the next one we've got is a Karadron Overlords list.
Yeah.
So we're in the skyport of Barak Urbaz. Our leaders is an Aether Chemist, and his artifact is Spell in a Bottle, of course, because the main thing about this list is, why is Vortex gone down by 20 points?
So the dartboard that they throw darts at to decide points at, like one of them's just getting better at like aiming, I think. I'm not sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
So, do you know how they do points? Do you know how they do the points, allegedly?
Literally no idea.
So have you seen the Wheel of Fortune?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
So it's like that. So they spin it and then they cut the head off of a guinea pig, and then as it runs around, like in its death throes, where it lands, those are the points.
Nice.
Allegedly. Like
in Fable, where they cut off the chicken's head and then throw it into the ring and then it run around.
Exactly like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly
cool.
Like that. That's how they pick the points.
Oh, that actually makes sense. Oh, okay. That's why my FAQ stayed the same points.
Yeah, but the FAQs are done by a wise old man near a well in Lenten. Who they go to, they whisper questions to him. But if they don't bring him enough, like, rye bread, he gives them the bad FAQs. That's why sometimes we get the good FAQs and the bad FAQs are done in the other. This is all allegedly.
I see.
I'm not allowed to actually tell about the secrets I know from inside Games Workshop. So these are allegedly. But
these are, yeah, okay, right, yeah.
Nod and a
right.
Wink. So what's the next spam list?
So we've got the Aether Chemist with Spell in a Bottle.
Yeah.
And then we've got 1, 2, 3, I can't remember how many it was. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 Grunstock gun haulers.
14?
Yeah, 14 gun haulers.
Wow. Okay.
So you have an Aether Chemist, 14 gun haulers, and then a Warp Lightning Vortex.
That honestly sounds horrific. What's the range on the... Oh, no, you tell me. Tell me about it all.
Yeah, so obviously the gun haulers... First of all, they're on a big base. That's the main thing. They're on a big base and they're fast. So you can board control really, really well, especially because they can fly high and go wherever they want on the board. So you've got basically 14 things that can just control the board with a massive-ass base and block channels, stop people from getting on objectives... Screen out. I think it's more the board control of this list. Mm-hmm. But they've also got sky cannons. So they've all got a 24-inch range shot with one attack, threes to hit, twos to wound, red and two, d6 damage. So you've got 14 shots with that, which that's going to kill quite a lot of stuff.
It's going to kill a lot of stuff.
And it's going to kill Teclis, because Teclis isn't killing this list turn one, because it's only D3, D6 mortal wounds. They're all 10 wounds a model.
Can't kill him. Well done, Teclis. Screw you, buddy.
So, fuck you, Teclis. You suck.
Yeah, you just suck.
He's not worth his points, but let's not go into that discussion. Yeah, so they've actually got 24-inch range. So they're pretty long range. D6 damage is quite mental. And they can fly high, so they can literally run around the board, jumping up and down, going, this is my objective, this is mine, you're dead, I'm going to teleport where you were, and just you can just jump around the board, and yeah, it's just cool. You could even drop one gun hauler and take the Lord Ordinator mm-hmm. from Stormcast, because they're all war machines.
Oh, so okay, amazing. So they would all get, what, plus one to hit?
Plus one to hit. So you could be twos, twos, minus two, d6 damage.
Oh, my God.
So you could, yeah, so you'd have 13 gun haulers at that point, but you could potentially put them in a way that they were all getting that plus one to hit. So you have 13 shots, twos and twos, minus two, d6 damage. And if you really want to, you could drop another one and take the Knight Azeros.
Yep.
To give the reroll ones in
you're getting,
aura.
You're getting less spammy, though, as you go on.
Exactly. So that's why I started this one. But if you actually wanted to make it okay, you could add a Lord Ordinator and a Knight Azeros and have 12 gun haulers with 12 shots, hitting on twos, rerolling ones, twos, minus two, d6 damage.
I hate it. Lovely. Like, that's exactly what you want from a spam list. You just want to not like them, I think.
Yeah, you don't want to like it. Like, no. You do one thing, you take a cost-efficient war scroll that you don't really need any allegiance abilities, and then you just go, copy, 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 copy. And then you do okay. Like, it's worked so far.
It's perfect. You know. It's perfect. I wonder whatever. I mean, all of the Silver Death players are like, I'm not doing that with Kurnoth Hunters, but really they are.
I've got a Sylvaneth list.
Oh, please do. I didn't know how many you had. How many have you got? Is this the last one or are there more?
This is the last one. I've got
sad.
You all know about my Big Stabber list.
Yes, many Big Stabbers. So
the Big Stabber list, that was the one of the first spam lists that I ran on CTS. And I've actually bought that army. So I actually own that army now. I played it on CTS and I've bought 14 Big Stabbers.
Oh, you also apparently got sent a chariot list by
yes.
Mr. Colonel Cabbage.
Yeah, the 34 Tuskor chariot list is mental.
34 Tuskor chariots.
Which Tuskor chariots suck, but you've got enough of them that it doesn't matter.
So do they do impact hits when they charge?
No. They literally, I think they get like plus one to hit or something.
Right.
But they're fast. There's a lot of them, and that's the main thing. Because the main thing about spam lists isn't necessarily that they're good. They're just lots of things. And you just have board control, and usually they're quite fast. Because most of the things you spam are either flying or relatively quick or have shots. So, like, it doesn't matter if they're good or not. You've got enough. So it could be shit, but you can just do whatever you want.
Okay.
So...
All right, good.
Yeah, because this Sylvaneth list is from my mate Matt, who sent me his Sylvaneth Dreadwood list. This is not good either. This is not a good list. Do not buy this. Do not run it. But it's hilarious. So it's a branch race with... I don't know what it's got. Battle line is then 20 Spite Revenants, 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 15 Spite Revenants, 10 Spite Revenants, 10 Spite Revenants, and then 3 Outcast Battalions.
Right.
And so that's it.
So it's a triple battalion.
Yep.
triple battalion of just Spite Revenants, but just only one hero. But only one hero to get the all four artifacts you're allowed.
Yes.
Perfect. But you start with.
You've got 20, 40, 60, 80, 100, 120, 135, 145, 155 Spite Revenants.
Wow. That's, I mean, are, rubbish.
Like, yeah, but if you've got 155 of them, they've all got like three attacks each, re-rolling ones. Like, you've got the dice.
Yeah, it's so true. You're getting some advice in the chat. If you took Dreitcha, the Spites would get rerolls of one, or you could drop some of them and put Gotrek in it. Apparently Simon Weekly runs something like that, and then you could just have the Spite Revenants and Gotrek, apparently. MJ Pegasus loves
it. If you want to run Gotrek, he's only good in Deepkin. So, you know, everyone's going to have to I'm doing really well with him in Deepkin, because he gets his pluses to charge
to move.
And strike first, and he's hilarious, and everyone doesn't realize he strikes first in the turn three, and then I go.
Archie is saying, whoever needs Archie's not a fan of that list, is all I'm going to tell you. He's not a fan of the spam list. I don't know why.
Do you want to know the main thing that I like about spam lists?
Tell me,
is the amount of people that get triggered by spam lists.
Yeah.
I'm
that
not
is
gonna lie,
true.
It just in my soul, I'm like. This is what I live for. If I can trigger as many people as possible in Warhammer, I'm living a good life.
That's how I felt about my Chaos Dwarf list, because really, whenever you write a Chaos Dwarf list, you eventually just keep adding Fireglaives. And at one point I was like, when am I going to stop? And it was like, there was one list I wrote with like 140 Fireglaives, which is 140 shots, any sixes do a mortal wound to hit. Yeah, like, and it's 16 inch range, just slowly walking up the board, like English line infantry, just like blamming away. And they've got a 4-up save, you know, they're just amazing. And they just shoot their way out of combat. But I was like, no one would ever want that. I stopped, I think the worst version of that I ever took was 80. I was just like, because they were just great. There's just no reason not to take them every time. You were just
I don't
like,
see why you didn't take more.
Yeah,
you should have taken more.
Mainly the price at that point.
I say that is mainly why I'm doing this on Tabletop Simulator and not in real life. So, you know.
I think that's a fair point as well. Like with Tabletop Simulator, it gives us the opportunity to run these insane lists. But you rarely see these sorts of lists at normal events. Like in 40K, for example, like I've had like 25 mech guns for a very long time. So I've taken 18 mech guns to a tournament. Tom's taken my 18 mech guns to a tournament. And every time you take them to a tournament, which is, by the way, it's the max, but they're like 25 quid a mech gun. So, like, it's a super expensive army. But it's an army that I ran. But I also didn't pay for that army. That army got given to me free for working at GW. So...
that's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. But like the volume of triggered people would get would be truly fantastic. They'd be like, "This is awful, and I hate this experience."
Yeah, I when I used to play 40K, I had a orc list, and there was no orcs allowed in the list.
Oh, really?
So the list was 300 Gretchens. I've actually got a picture of this list as well. So 300 Gretchens, 12 mech guns, and 12 killer cans. And then all the characters were converted into grots as well.
Perfect. That's all people want. That's all people want. Is they want. all right. Well, Adam, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Do you have any advice for people that are thinking of running spam lists or being part of the spam list matter?
Learn how to use Control C, Control V. and that's probably the best advice.
Are you not tempted to advise people to run spam lists at home?
No, 100% do it. Because the only reason I don't do this in real life is money. Because I play, obviously, Deepkin. They're a spam list. The only reason I've not bought a new army is because I don't want to spend any more money, which is why I've been doing it lots on Tabletop Simulator, and it's been great. But yeah, find an efficient war scroll, and then just press... copy, 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 and then win.
Well, AOS Tim has said 90 Liberators is 1440 points for 180 wounds with a 4-up save. Not as good as the R Boys, but still fun. And that is your challenge for today, gentle viewers, kind folk. We want your best and worst spam lists. We want it to be, like, we want them. We want to know about, like,
I want them all.
Spam lists for days. We want the stupidest idea you can come up with, the wildest idea you can come up with, and we want to see them and we want to hear them. So leave them in the YouTube comments. You can fire them to us at The Honest Wargamers Twitter. You can drop them us messages on Facebook. Spam lists for days is what we want.
Spam lists, but don't spam me because I will ignore you.
Yeah, but I want to hear all about them, so please let us know. Adam, thanks for having it on the show.
It's all right. It was good fun.
Yeah, it was. Join me, Nathan, Dan, and James later when we will be battling out our heroes from last week's Anvil of Apotheosis. My Love Rat, I think, might conquer all, but I'm not certain. He's got some stiff competition and a stiffy.
Anyway. Oh, that's fair. Has he got a Patrice with him?
No, but he does have, he has an improvised weapon, which is his penis. All right,
nice.
Well, yeah, thanks to everyone joining us for the stream streak. Tomorrow's day 140. We'll be joined by the 40K adjacent team as well. Thank you to everyone on Patreon. You guys are great. Thank you to everyone who listens to the podcast. Stay hydrated. And thank you to everyone in the Twitch chat. You guys are love and life. Thanks for joining us today. I'm off now to do some more building. That's right. I'm going to build things with my manly hands.
I'm going to build some custodes.
Well, yeah. Good. That's good. You should definitely do that. I'll put some updates on online of the studios we start doing it up. Or the venue. Sorry. Adam, what do you think? I don't know how to describe it. Do I call it the stadium? Do I call it? Shall I just like big balls it and just be like the T-Sports Network Stadium or like the Crucible? I need a name.
The Hub.
The Hub. Hub's a good choice. Has anyone got any other choices? I'm not sure. I want to do a shout out today to my friend Chris in the chat. He's lovely. That's my shout out for today. Naming competition. Oh my God, we could do a naming competition. And generate some money for the show.
Oh, that's a terrible idea.
Is it?
It will 100% have the... You'll get the McBoaty face with the person trying to be hilarious. And you'll be like, oh, shut up. That's old now. And you'll 100% get it. And you're just going to... Oh, yeah, don't do that. It's a bad idea.
I don't agree. I don't agree. I think we're going to make it some sort of like fundraising exercise. And it will
be
called...
As long as you want it to be called McBoaty face, then yeah.
Well, no, because the Honest Hub, we've got suggestions so far. The Forge of Champs, the Zone of Truth, the Thunderdome, you know, Pokemon Stadium, all sorts.
Pokemon Stadium, done. Yeah, there you go.
All right, well, I'll let you know later in the week if we need you guys. I'll talk to Tom because he'll probably be triggered if I did that. All right, everyone, take care of yourselves. Look after yourselves. Love you tons. Have a great day. Bye.